Greetings. We're once again happy to be here with you to be able to share with you the messages from Blessed Mother and Jesus on Holy Love. With us, of course, are Donna Marine Kyle, and I'm Judy Heinickel, a missionary servant of Holy Love. And tonight we're going to finish our discussion on personal holiness, since again this was material that was so abundant we couldn't cover it in one session. Don, would you like to begin with a prayer?
Sure, Judy. This is a prayer from St. Therese the Little Flower. And it's her prayer to know God's will. Lord, grant that I may always allow myself to be guided by you, always follow your plans, and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things, great and small, today and all days of my life, I may do whatever you may require of me. Help me to respond to the slightest prompting of your grace, so that I may be your trustworthy instrument. May your will be done in time and eternity, by me, in me, and through me. Amen.
Amen. Thanks a lot, Don. Well, we're going to go ahead and speak about personal holiness once again. And this is something Blessed Mother, of course, began talking about from the beginning. And she did give us five steps to holiness. On November 21st of 93, she gave the first step, which was, the first step in any journey is the person's choosing to take the journey. And so it is with my call to holiness. The soul must choose holiness. This decision is a progressive choice, and yet it begins anew each day, each moment, indeed with each breath the soul takes. This decision for holiness is the umbilical cord that links the soul to heart, which is holy love. My heart is holy love, holiness. My beloved son's heart is divine love. When the soul chooses holy love, he chooses to be in the refuge of his heavenly mother's heart. Do not be distressed if you do not understand all I am revealing to you at this time. I do invite you to comprehend, child, there is no salvation outside of holy love. Holy love is holiness. So that was step one, the fact that we choose the step. Step two. Understand, daughter, the guardian of the soul is free will. Through free will, the mind, heart, senses, and members make decisions from moment to moment for or against holiness. When the soul chooses to be holy, he must at the same time choose to abandon sin. Sin is anything contrary to holy love. It is holy wisdom that enables the soul to see the value of holiness and to choose for the holy love. I am opening the grace of heart upon humanity that more will choose for salvation and sin will be purged from their lives. Then if we go to the third step for holiness. Here's Blessed Mother again in November of 93. I want to take you deeper into my heart to renew your soul and refresh your spirit. Little daughter, let us give praise to the living Christ, present in the sacrament of the altar. My daughter, to choose holiness is to choose God's will and to abandon your own will. The soul abandons his own will and chooses God's will when he chooses to love in thought, word, and deed. It is one step, and yet it is many steps each day. Every grace of heart, my heart, comes from and leads towards the will of the Father. For I am the gateway to holiness and to the will of the Father. The fourth step, given also in December of 93, is this. When the soul is able to surrender his will to the will of God, he is on the path of holiness. Then the soul makes his will one with God's will. He accepts everything in the present moment as the will of the eternal Father. He views the past and the future only in terms of holy love, trusting in divine providence, which is perfect in God's will. Every sin opposes holy love and God's will and distracts the soul from the path of holiness. Therefore, ask for the grace of seeing your sins more clearly, and you will better be able to avoid these pitfalls. And the final step to holy love, to holiness, is this. The ultimate step towards holiness, one that few reach, is that of perfect union. Here the soul has no obstacle between himself and God. He has passed from the refuge of the Immaculate Heart, which is holy love, and is embraced and illuminated by the true light of divine love that is my son's heart. Seldom is a soul so graced. We see there in that fifth step exactly where we now are in the messages, where Jesus has chosen, especially since January, to lead us to the way of divine love. And she foretold that all the way back in 93 when she gave us that fifth step. Maureen, did you have something you wanted to share with us concerning personal holiness?
Yes, I got this message September 24th, 98. Blessed Mother said, I have come to you today in praise of Jesus. Once again, I invite you to draw upon deep trust. The hour has already settled upon you when one hand must help the other, when resources must be shared for the common good. But it has always been so, as the unfortunate are always in your midst. Remember, the poorest of the poor are those who reject holy love. The world values possessions and powers. God values only the holy love in your heart. This is why heaven's last call to humanity is holy love, for holy love is the last choice you must make for salvation. Therefore, my children, strip yourselves of the unnecessary so that holy love can shine through and evil cannot penetrate it. My daughter, make the diagram I gave you in the dream. The diagram has a heart in the middle filled with holy love and holy humility. There are arrows encircling the heart and aiming to pierce it. The arrows are compromise of truth caused by pride, wounded ego caused by pride, voluntary attachments caused by pride, and unforgiveness caused by pride, anger caused by pride, self-love caused by pride. My children, see that the arrows are thrown by Satan to destroy personal holiness. They all stem from pride. I wish to describe to you the soul deep in holiness through holy love. The hallmark of such a soul is peace. This is true, for the soul has overcome Satan's arrows of pride. Therefore, the soul is found to be gentle, patient, forgiving, understanding, easily corrected, joyful, and last but not least, wise. The more these traits are recognizable, the holier the soul. I will deeply bless each soul's efforts to attain holiness. I will bless you.
Beautiful message. Don't you just love the pictures Blessed Mother gives us? And clearly pride was the root of all evil in that particular diagram. Mm-hmm. Yes. Don, you have something you'd like to share with us about personal holiness also.
In regard to pride, yes. Pride is something we each have to relinquish and surrender to Jesus every day, because we all have it. And of course, pride is the root of each and every sin. Our Lady had indicated just this year in January, I'm sorry, Jesus indicated this in January, that how to surrender and how to love. He said, holy love is everything. It's a sum total, the surrender to salvation. For no one enters my Father's kingdom who does not love him with heart, mind, and soul. No one enters who does not love his neighbor as much as himself. Then Jesus said, this is how to love. You must decide to do it. Of course, that was the first step that Judy gave in regard to the 93 messages. Without the surrender of your will, it is not possible to live in love. How sweet your surrender, how sweet. It is only and always in the present moment I seek it. Jesus indicated that there is but one door to come into his heart of divine love. It is holy love, and I come to you to teach you the way. Follow the path that I now lay bare before you, lest you trip and fall. This lesson is on love. I will teach you the way of every virtue. Holy love embraces every virtue. It's the embodiment of all the commandments. It is the Mecca of holiness. If holy love could be seen, It would be sunlight enlightening good and revealing evil. If it could be felt, it would be the embrace of heaven. If it could be tasted, it would be the foretaste of the New Jerusalem.
Again, he's being poetic. We love his poetry. He was speaking to us about holiness in June of this year as well. And he said, I have come to help you understand the depth of my mother's call to holy love. It is the amount and degree of holy love in the heart that determines the depth of holiness. They keep telling us that over and over again. The depth of virtue is this depth of holiness. If the heart is crowded with self-love, it stands to reason there's no less room for virtue. There is less room for virtue. It is the degree with which the heart surrenders to holy love that determines the depth of holiness and virtue. Many desire great holiness and say many prayers. They may even visit many shrines and holy places, but their motives rise from selfishness. They desire the granting of certain graces. They may even long to be recognized as holy. Since their prayers and pilgrimages do not arise from hearts full of love of God and love of neighbor, they bear little merit. Do not let your hearts be crowded with many petitions. I know your needs. Often you ask for that which is not God's will for you. Rather, tell me you love me and long to be united to me. I will deliver to you the greatest issue of favor in this way. Trust in me because I love you. Amen, he said at the end of that one, and he left. You know, right there again, he's reiterating what you just said, Don, that it's the surrender, it's how much we love God and neighbor. It's trusting in Jesus, and, you know, he really does look at our hearts. He said, we're not gaining a lot of merit just because we want something from him all the time.
That's for sure. Jesus had told Maureen years ago that it's not what we look like or how much money we have, what type of job we have in the world. It's the love in our heart that he looks at.
That's beautiful. Maureen, I think you have another message you wanted to share with us. That one about St. Teresa?
Yes, this was given by St. Teresa the Little Flower on October 1st of 98. St. Teresa said, praise be to Jesus. She had a rose in her hand. And she said, this is the rose that represents trust and divine providence. It must open fully for those around you to appreciate its fragrance. Blessed Mother says, pray with me now for those who do not trust. Come to realize, my dear little ones, that when your trust is tested, it is not an excuse to falter or to slip into sin, the sin of despair. Rather, it is an opportunity to advance in holiness by exercising the virtues of trust, confidence, patience, and perseverance. If you ask me, I will give you the grace to assist you. I'm blessing you.
Oh, Don, you had something you wanted to add to that?
I talk about patience, and as we talked, that pride is the root of every sin. I think most of us all have trouble with patience in some form or another. This goes back to February this year, and Jesus was talking about patience, and he said, love is patient. Yes, it is true. Patience so closely follows holy love, holy humility. It is the virtue that reflects love and humility more than any other. Patience is the fruit of love and humility, which allows the soul to unite to the cross. Where patience is lacking, you find a flaw in love and humility. If holy love was a delicious soup, the broth would be patience, flavored by the ingredients of love and humility. Patience is like a sandcastle built by the sea, the sand being love and humility. It takes human effort to construct the castle. Thus, you must, with your will, turn your hearts over to patience. Do not allow your efforts in this virtue to be washed away through self-love.
More beautiful poetry. Jesus has just become so poetic. Well, perhaps has become wouldn't be the right way to put it. He told us in July of this year, I have come to help you understand that some people pursue holiness with their intellect and not their heart. This is the meaning of love. Love must first be in your heart and then in the world around you. If holy love is in your heart, Then you surrender your will to me. It is only in this way I can fill you with grace and virtue. This means you have no wants of your own. It does no good to imitate the virtues or to seek the company of holy people if you have not emptied yourself completely. You may want to be holy and virtuous, but it is not possible to demand such grace from me. It is only possible through self-abandonment. So I guess demanding that you want to be holy would not quite be the same as being persistent in our prayers and our efforts. Don, you look anxious to say something.
Anxious? There's just so much material here. It's all boggling sometimes. Love is the eternal virtue, as stated by Our Lady in November of 98. She said, "My daughter, I've come to help you realize the depth of my call to you. Therefore, I will need to point out to you the reason for my coming to earth with this message of holy love. Love is the eternal virtue, and this is why through holy love I've taught you and all who will listen how to pray, how to live, and how to embrace holiness, how to trust, how to surrender, and how to attain salvation. Everything I have told you has been said before by other mystics and at other apparition sites and by Jesus himself, yet it was necessary that this little way of holy love be brought to light once again in these times and during these days. I have come to make you ready for my son's return in triumph and glory, and I desire to share this triumph with you, which I can only accomplish if you surrender in the present moment to holy love. I have given to the world through you the devotion to the United Hearts, a devotion indicative of the triumphant reign of our United Hearts." And then she goes on to state that we need to prepare our heart to examine our conscience daily. And she says, "Purgatory holds many souls who did not pray or held grudges or allowed themselves many small faults." And she invites us to be perfected through this message.
Once again, she's emphasizing surrender and the constant issue of the present moment for that personal holiness. You have more?
She talks about prayer in regard to our self-surrender and to our being able to love in the present moment. She says, this is from October of 98, once again, Our Lady came as Our Lady of Fatima. She spreads her arms out and she says to Maureen, "My angel, take down these words. I wish to speak to you about prayer in general and the rosary in particular." Now, many people have discussed and talked about, you know, the need for prayer and the need for social justice to take care of friends and neighbors, etc. But Our Lady's indicated that, yes, our prayer life is very, very important. For those of you that are Catholic, to attend Mass as often as possible, not just on Sunday, daily if you can, to receive Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. She continues here, she says, "Prayer at its best is a language of love between God and the soul. The most effective prayer arises from a humble, loving heart when the soul recognizes its own littleness before God and at the same time recalls how much he loves God. You can be certain that God listens. This is why the rosary is so powerful and carries with it so many graces. With the rosary, whole nations can be reconciled to their Creator. With the golden chain of my rosary, Satan will be bound and gagged. He will be totally defeated and cast into the depths of hell. Therefore, understand it is always Satan who tries to discourage your recitation of the rosary. It's through the rosary holy love takes root in hearts and ignites your own personal holiness. When you pray the rosary, meditating on its mysteries, I am with you, the angels surround you, and the heavenly court defends and assists you. My rosary will defeat Satan and bring peace to hearts and to the world. I hold a special favor in my heart for those devoted to the Holy Rosary. I encourage the downtrodden, protect the vulnerable, convert the unbeliever all through my rosary." Once again, you know, this isn't our rosary. This is a rosary that Our Lady had given to the world through St. Dominic many, many years ago. Was it 1531 something?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So We're going to become holy and we surrender. We better be praying. And here she gave us the beautiful prayer of the rosary to accompany the greatest prayer of the Mass.
And she says this is a prayer of love.
Prayer of love. Maureen, did you receive a message today that would help us in this path of holiness?
Yes, I did, Judy. This is from Jesus. He said, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Surrender to me. I tell you this, for in your surrender is your strength. The more you have confidence in your own efforts apart from me, the weaker you are, the less I help you. See that in your surrender is your trust, and in your trust is your love of me. That is why all things rest dependent upon the law of love. If you love me, you will desire personal holiness. This is because you want to be closer to me for the sake of this love. Therefore, know that my mother's call to each soul to holy love is a call to surrender to holiness.
He certainly does know how to get to us and say, if you want to be close to me, you must be personally holy. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more message that he had given us in July that might be helpful to people to hear before we close today. He said, I invite you to see that each heart can be likened to a little house. The door is free will. The owner of the house can admit either good or evil. What the householder allows in is also what comes out in the world around him. If the little house is a virtuous dwelling, a house of holiness, the bricks and mortar it is constructed with will be holy love, holy humility. These are the two that surround all the other virtues, unite them, and make them strong. Without love and humility, other virtues cannot truly dwell in the heart. There is no structure with which to hold them there. Self-love assumes the role of the brick and the mortar. False virtue, which is just for show, envelops the heart. This is why you must measure the worth of every present moment according to holy love and holy humility. Surrender to me and I will assist you. That concludes our program about holiness. And we'd like to invite you to stay with us and pray the Chaplet of the United Hearts and the Rosary and have a beautiful week.